This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, and with me are Lin Mark and Wong Xiaoning. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Run. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs yesterday. Investors were very happy with the latest set of results and corporate earnings. Dow Jones jumped about 0.5%, S&P 500 0.9%, and the NASDAQ shot up 1.3%.
European markets also finish higher after the Easter holidays, with shares in London leading the region. FTSE 100 is up 0.85%. France's CAC inched up 0.2%, while Germany's DAX also rose 0.1%.
And in Asian markets, those were pretty mixed as of the most recent closing prices. The Nikkei was up 0.2%, Shanghai's composite off 0.5%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng was unchanged. But back home, the FBM KLCI closed up 0.3%. Now Gloves had some love. Zohar Telega Holdings and Top Glove Corp both rose.
And also, Bitcoin's had a big bump yesterday. Pricing surged from $3,900 per coin to $5,630, jumped by nearly 40%. And this is bound to make some hodlers very happy.
We don't know why, though, I have to say.
40%, yeah, of course, it's a big relief rally.
Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ reached new milestones as Twitter, Lockheed Martin and Hasbro climb following favorable first quarter results. So far, results in US has been pretty good, I have to say.
Yes, and crude's also extended its climb as the US tightened the screws on Iran. Now, Saudi Arabia's ready to boost output, but wants to first see a drop in Iranian shipments. So this is according to people familiar with the matter. Now, Brent is now at $74 per barrel, and the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadly blasts in Sri Lanka. While only local citizens have been detained, the government has suspicions of an IS connection. This is according to Prime Minister, the Sri Lankan Prime Minister.
Okay, we have Dodge Dolan on the line, his chief investment officer, talking to us all the way from New York, Lander Wealth Management. Good morning, Dodge, and thanks for joining us. So results are pretty good for Coca-Cola, eBay, Procter & Gamble and Twitter, and also others are generally pretty good results season. What are your key takeaways?
Yes, well, good morning. This sets us up so that earnings going forward, earnings will be innocent until proven guilty. Unless they are bad, the results will be looked favorably and it'll be a positive reaction to the market. Also, we're watching very closely, and the NASDAQ, as you were talking about, and technology, the Qs, had 2 days where they'd gone to new highs. The first day was a bit suspect because the volume was the lowest since Christmas Eve and breadth was not strong, but now we're beginning to see more stocks participating. So it's very positive. We're now looking for further confirmation on the upside.
And Dodge, you know, normally Asian markets are quite correlated to U.S. markets, but this time around, Asian markets have been pretty mixed despite the very good U.S. earnings season. Why is this not the case?
Yes, well, with regard to China, Chinese stocks, their world-beating rally is at risk of faltering now, as a meeting of the Communist Party's highest decision-making body is signaling a tougher stance on further policy easing. After an almost 30% surge that has made the Shanghai Composite Index the best-performing equity benchmark this year globally, that gauge has slid the most in 4 weeks on 2 days ago on Monday. So there is a little bit of volatility. We have to see if the trade data comes out, if there's going to be a resurrection between the U.S. and China. There's a lot going on. There's more questions with regard to their performance now.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander & Wealth Management, calling us all the way from New York. And I guess, Xiaoning and Lin, this kind of trend is going to sustain because of the good results coming out in the U.S. But China, all eyes are on China in Asia, and that's also one of the reasons why the markets are pretty mixed here over in Asia.
Yeah, I think the Chinese stock market has gone up 40% year-to-date, so I guess investors are a bit worried and maybe it's risk-off because, you know, you're tempted to lock in your gains.
It's highly speculative, a lot of these markets in China, A-shares especially. Right now, a lot of factors as to why investors buy into it because of the potentially inclusion into indices like MSCI and not necessarily about fundamentals, right?
No, and the Chinese stock market is notoriously very volatile. And it's one of those markets which really moves on news rather than earnings.
Yeah. And I think we'll be talking more about this later, but we're going to take a break right now. And after this, we'll address the matriculation issue, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.